Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne. Vítejte v Černínském paláci. Pozvání ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga dnes přijal vysoký představitel pro společnou zahraniční a bezpečnostní politiku, generální tajemník Rady Evropské unie, pan Javier Solana. Nejdříve poprosím pana ministra, aby shrnul výsledky dnešního jednání.
Můžete si představit, že tohle setkání při neděle, než začíná naše předsednictví, je jedno z nejdůležitějších vůbec. Neboť během předsednictví samozřejmě zahraniční politika předsednické země musí být co nejúže skoordinovaná s panem Solanou, který má ještě k tomu tu výhodu, že má opravdu ohromné zkušenosti, jak známo, předtím byl generální tajemník NATO, předtím měl velikou politickou kariéru ve Španělsku, kde nejdřív bojoval proti diktatuře a pak se ovšem po nastolení demokracie osvědčil jako ministr, jako poslanec a tak dále. Dneska jsme mluvili samozřejmě především, jak naše spolupráce během předsednictví bude fungovat, jak co nejprostřednější propojení by mohlo být. Pak jsme se rozhledli, jak ve vývoji v Evropě, tak na které věci se musíme na začátku našeho předsednictví soustředit, tedy jak navázat styky co nejrychleji s novou americkou administrativou, jak pracovat na existujících problémy, ať je to hospodářská krize, ať je to krize na Kavkazu, ať je to vývoj mírového procesu na Blízkém východě a tak dále, a tak dále. Prostě, nebo taky společná bezpečnostní a zahraniční politika, můžete si představit, těch témat bylo dost na dnešní setkání a bylo to opravdu radost s panem generálním tajemníkem mluvit, neboť opravdu je málo někdo tak zkušený a zná tolik lidí dobře na celém světě, jako právě on. A domluvili jsme se ve trečce a doufáme na velmi dobrou spolupráci v budoucnosti. A teď bych radši jemu přenechal slovo, on je vyšletě přece do mnohem zajímavější než já pro vás.
You can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that 3 weeks before the presidency, this meeting is one of the most important ones. We've debated various foreign policy issues that will be taking place during our presidency, and it's vital to coordinate it as best as we can together with Mr. Solana. And the great advantage in this respect is that Mr. Solana has great experience. He is the former NATO Secretary General. He has a rich political career in Spain. He had fought against dictatorship and after democracy happened there. He had his ministerial role and role as a deputy. We've debated the issue of cooperation during the presidency, how to make it the most beneficial. We've debated issues of both European importance, what to focus on at the beginning of our presidency, plus, for instance, the need to forge new ties with the new US administration, plus issues related to the current economic crisis, issues in the Caucasus, and the peace process in the Near East. So you can imagine that there have been a number of issues of foreign policy that we've debated. It was a joy to talk to Mr. Solana with all his experience and the number of people he knows. So I hope for a positive cooperation in the future, and I would now like to hand over to Mr. Solana because surely he has a lot to say to that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Karel, for your hospitality. Let me tell you that for me it's a great pleasure to be back in Prague, in your country. It's a country that with whom I have a very good relationship in my life, in my political life, and I come back in a very important moment for your country and for Europe. I have no doubt that the presidency of the Czech Republic of the European Union is going to be a great success. A great success because the country and the government is well prepared, and because the issues are very important. We are going to enter in 2009, as you know, in a complicated situation from the economic point of view of the world, and also with big challenges in front of us from the point of view of the foreign policy, the international foreign policy. We will have, as the Minister has said, important moments because a new administration in the United States, an administration which is going to work with the European Union in a very constructive manner, hand in hand, to try to solve the many problems that the world has today. There is no doubt today that the European Union is an important actor in the international arena. And this month that we have in front of us, the presidency of your country, I'm convinced that that representation of the European Union is going to be a great success. Now, as your minister has said, the number of issues that we have at the table are very many, starting from the east of the European Union, an important issue for all of us, an important issue for the presidency, going to the Middle East, going to Asia, where we have commitments of very important nature, being in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in India, from the political point of view and also from the economic point of view, in Africa, in which we will continue to be engaged. So I think that the agenda is full, and I'm sure that it's going to be a great success. For me, it's a great pleasure to work with your government. I have good relations with your government from many, many years back, and I'm sure that the cooperation is going to be splendid. And together, we are going to make an important step in the right direction for the world and for the European Union and the citizens. So thank you very much, Carl. It has been a very good day. I have not finished, but it's a very good day. Very happy to be back in your capital and back in your country. And I'm looking forward to working with you and with the government, with the people of the Czech Republic in this period of time that without any doubt will be very exciting. And I hope very much that at the end we'll come back here and say we did it. We did it together. Good for your country, good for your people, good for Europe, and good for European citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, please ask your questions. Czech News Agency, Česká tisková kancelář.
It's a question for Mr. Solana. What do you think will be the most challenging part of foreign policy for the Czech presidency? Thank you.
Well, the priorities of the presidency, you know them. But in general terms, let me say that the whole period of time will be under the background the economic crisis, which is going to be a very important challenge for everybody. And it will have repercussions also on the international arena. But I will say that it will be very important to maintain and to create in this new situation, a solid relationship with the new administration of the United States, because it's fundamental for the European Union, when we look at the problems of today, of the world, to try to solve them together with the United States of America. They are our allies, our friends, and together we can be a force of good in the world without any doubt. Many problems, and we have to find many solutions to those problems. I think that on the east of the European Union, the east of the European Union border, there are countries that look at the European Union with hope, and I'm sure that we will be able to answer in that hope in a very constructive manner. It's a priority of the president of your country, and it's also a priority for us. Therefore, we work hand in hand in that domain. The Balkans continues to be an important issue for us. As you know, good news are coming from the Balkans today. Cooperation for the deployment of ULEX, cooperation with Serbia, and all these things have to be finalized in a constructive manner. The stability of the Balkans is fundamental for the European Union, and we will work under your presidency, the president of your country, in that direction. The Middle East will continue to be a big preoccupation, a big concern for the Europeans. We have responsibilities there, and again, together with our friends in the United States, I hope very much that we will be able to make some progress on that region close to us, culturally, geographically, and that deserves to find peace.
Další otázka, prosím. Kateřina Zachovalová, DPA. Also a question for Mr. Solana. Can you confirm that the ULEX mission will take over from the UN in Kosovo on Tuesday, and whether it will cover the whole of Kosovo? Thank you.
Yes, I can confirm that. I can confirm that because there has been an agreement at the United Nations, New York, to do the transfer from UNMIC to ULEX. As you know, we had an exchange of letters with President Tadic, in which he said that the President of Serbia recognized that now the full deployment of ULEX will be possible. And I think today, I'm not mistaken, I think this morning, Mr. Vukjeremek made a statement in that direction also. We intend to begin the deployment next week, and I hope that will be done without any difficulty, in a good cooperation with New York, good cooperation with authorities in Kosovo, and good cooperation with authorities in Belgrade.
Jaká další otázka, prosím? Next question. Reuters.
Good afternoon, Jan Grosov, Reuters. I would also have a question for Mr. Solana concerning next week's EU foreign minister meeting. I would like to ask you, what do you expect to be approved towards Zimbabwe? Whether you expect some more sanction, maybe some more visa ban or anything like this?
Well, you know, the situation in Zimbabwe, it doesn't get better, it gets worse. The people in Zimbabwe do know very well that the European Union, when a transformation takes place in the political situation, will be helped at the utmost. We like very much that important country, a rich country in the past, a country with a tremendous future, if it's well run. But I don't think will be important decisions being taken ex General Affairs Council, because all the decisions important have been already taken.
Thank you. Tereza Šupová, Lidové noviny. Dobrý den, Tereza Šupová, Lidové noviny. Já mám dotaz pro pana ministra Schwarzenberga. Zda jste se bavili s panem Solanou i o takzvaném východním partnerství a o možném zapojení Běloruska do této iniciativy.
My jsme se samozřejmě bavili o východním partnerství, o všech našich krocích, taky co se toto týká, je informován a zásadně s námi souhlasí.
And the question goes to Minister Schwarzenberg, whether the issue of partnership was debated, and whether it should also involve Belarus. And the answer is that indeed it was debated at various steps, and Mr. Solana is informed and agrees with that.
Mr. Solana, your first sentence, I think, today was you're confident that the Czech presidency would be a great success, and wondering how you could be so confident given the fact that the president of the Czech Republic has declared himself not just to be a Eurosceptic, but actually an EU dissident, and how can that function effectively, and how can that not be an embarrassment either to the country and or the European Union?
I would say, look, we have the great advantage that as my president is a very well-known figure in Europe, so people know me too. So everybody is clear whose views are, which ideas we follow, and as a practical thing, as a presidency will be conducted by the government, as a prime minister, and the foreign policy by me, I don't think people are...
Well, I quite agree with what the minister has just said. In the presence of the European Union, is not to defend the interests of a country, it's to defend the interests of a collectivity. Of course, the interests of the collectivity, of the European Union, are always covered with the interests of the country, the historical interests of the country. But I have no doubt whatsoever that the presence of the Czech Republic is going to be a very important contribution to the follow the continuum of the European Union in all directions, economically, as we are working, even in this moment of crisis, very important the European Union as a whole, how it worked, and also the European Union as an actor in international policy. I have no doubt about that, and I just agree with what the Minister has said.
Thank you. And thank you for the question, but could you next time please introduce yourself at first? It was for you. Yeah. You didn't introduce yourself. Yeah. Thanks. Nějaká další otázka, prosím? Česká tisková kancelář, ještě jednou, Czech News Agency.
Have you gentlemen by any chance spoke about Russia and the EU-Russian relationship in these hard times? Thank you.
Well, you, as you know, we were yesterday together in Helsinki at an important meeting of the OECD, in which we talked about many things. But let me say that at lunch we have a first exchange of views, I wouldn't call brainstorming, but an exchange of views on the issues related to security in Europe. Everybody was there, all the members of the European Union, all the members of NATO, the Russian Federation, Central Asian countries. I can tell you that it was not a meeting to take decisions, but to exchange points of view and ideas. I think it was very frank, and it would be continued by other meetings in the same framework and the OECD framework, but I don't see any reason why we cannot work together under the presidency of the Czech Republic in a constructive manner with the Russian Federation. It will be summits, it will be meetings, we will continue the negotiation of the PCA, and we will do all the utmost. Of course, a relationship between two is necessarily the contribution of both. On our side, it will be a constructive contribution. Let's hope that the other side also participate with the same spirit.
Nějaká další otázka, prosím? Is there another question? No. V tom případě, dámy a pánové, děkuji. Přeji hezký den. Thank you very much.